Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Luis Hernandez. Agriculture is a key part of Florida's economy. It's estimated $104 billion each year is generated from ag, and that puts 2 million people to work. But nationwide, the agriculture industry is aging out. The average age of a farmer is now 58 years old. What's the next generation of farmers going to look like? Well, the Miami-Dade County Fair is now in its 68th year with a focus on youth education and teaching students about the ag industry. Eddie Cora is the president of the Youth Fair, joins us to talk about what the fair teaches students about the region's agriculture industry and, of course, all the rides and the funnel cakes and everything else. Eddie, great to have you.
Thanks for having me today.
We think about fairs, you think about the rides, you think about all the kinds of food that you can get, but there is something unique about this fair, is that it puts this focus on educating kids, students, on the agriculture industry, which is so big in Florida. But how do you do that at this fair? How do you mix the fun with the education?
Well, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it, because all fairs in the state of Florida are actually chartered as agricultural fairs. We're special or different in a way of we're an agricultural fair in an urban setting. So what we look at is in two ways. Number one, we want to teach the students or the kids of this community that, you know, milk doesn't come from Publix. You know, a salad does not come from Panera.
I hope they know that.
You know, okay. You'll be surprised. You know, so what we try to do with our ag program, like you said, not only the state, but in Miami-Dade County, agriculture is the number two driver of the economy. These are not jobs you see on the E-Network. These are second, third generation farmers. What we provide the students from the school systems, the opportunity to get into an agribusiness project and teach them agriculture from a business side. Somebody's got to take over the family farm. Somebody's got to take over the family business.
What's interesting, like, for example, what you teach students about animals, different farm animals, not just what they are and understand, but also how to take care of them, as you said, from a business perspective, which is keeping records, vet bills, all these things that you have to think about. Why take it that far?
Well, the understanding needs to come from a very early age. Because it's like any business owner. It doesn't matter whether you own a nail salon, a 7-Eleven, or a farm. You still have to understand the business side of it. So it's an opportunity for the fair to get involved and help these kids learn the business side without losing their own money. It's that, you know, that training wheels of it. You know, in our agriculture, we have two parts. We have the horticulture and the agriculture. And we partner with Miami-Dade Public Schools and their agricultural programs for the large animals. We're talking the steers, the hogs, the lambs. That's part of the component, but specifically what we do with them is we're teaching them the animal production business. At the end of the day, you know, there is a food chain that keeps going, and there's somebody that's providing the animals and the meat for these vendors. These kids are learning how to not only buy the animal from the sense of which animal to buy, the selection process. They're learning, you know, the cost of the animal, the cost of the feed. You know, they learn very quickly you can overfeed an animal and to be unhealthy.
And you also bring in experts. You bring in people from the ag industry to talk with the students and teach them about what that industry really is and what it does.
That exactly. And we kind of partner with what they're learning or on top of what they're learning at the school system. They have some great teachers at the school system, but you're talking about a classroom setting of an hour a day. So what we try to do is bring them out, and we do this for poultry, we do this for large animals, for steers, we do this for everything. We try to partner with the state of Florida. We start to partner with experts in the industry to come down and teach the students how to properly buy their animal, care for their animal, the importance of a vet. You know, the vets are very important, but what you can do along the way of raising your animal to avoid unnecessary vet costs and raise a healthy animal. And that's the goal. So they're learning how to raise a healthy animal for production or for, you know, just personal gain, and show them at the end of the project through keeping logs. They monitor how much they spend on feed, how much they spend on medical care, how much the cost was.
So you're not going, it's not a petting zoo. You're not going to touch animals. This is a full set program, again, with the schools teaching kids,
yes,
really about the industry. How many young people have you heard tell you, like, you know what, now all of a sudden I'm kind of interested in this industry?
That's the most gratifying part. Because number one, when you come out to the fair, And by the way, what we're talking about is the heartbeat of the fair. We all know the food and the rides. That's the fun. The heartbeat is what we do with the kids. The reason we put on the fair is so that we can raise money to give back to these kids for these programs. The fair is just a giant fundraiser put on by a private charitable organization. So what we're allowed to do, you start talking to these kids during it, and you see they start understanding, maybe this is my future. I can take over my parents' business, or maybe I can start my own farm. We have success stories where there's people, right? There are individuals right now working for the state of Florida in the inspection process for the Department of Agriculture that came through our program, learned about animals, and got that drive, that passion through our fair, and they come back and help those kids. They're mentors now for those kids. It's a good thing to see.
The fair also has a student exhibit portion. This is a program where the fair, again, partnering with Miami-Dade Public Schools, to implement into the curriculum. This is students who showcase some of the stuff that they've worked on, everything from things in sewing and cooking to robotics and aerospace. But what kind of submissions have you gotten? What have you seen this year?
That is the fun part. You go through Arnold Hall and you're seeing everything from creative writing, both in English and Spanish. There's an ESOL program also. Fine arts. Some of the artists in this community, it's incredible. I can't do stick figures, but you see the depth of the artistry. What it shows you in when you go through Arnold Hall is the creativity and the talent that we have coming up in this county. You can walk through Arnold Hall and feel very good as you get older in this county that you're going to be well taken care of. When you look at the architectural programs, the robotic programs, these are kids that they could be in middle school, and they're building drones, they're building robots, they're programming them. It is incredible. Again, I feel great knowing I'm in good hands when I walk through there.
I'm talking with Eddie Cora, president of the Miami-Dade County Fair, which is wrapping up this weekend. The month-long fair is focused on raising funds for youth educational programs and includes training programs for students interested in pursuing careers in agriculture. Now, the fair has been through some interesting stuff over the last couple of years. I mean, there was questions about its location and whether or not it was going to stay in that place where
you heard about that.
Remember that one. Then it was last year. And this one, I wanted to get your take on this real quickly. You had activists show up with state officials, elected officials. They were at a rally and they wanted to end the gun show that was there on the fairgrounds. Real quickly, just help us understand the connection with the gun show.
Well, outside of the fair, the Miami-Dade County Fair Exposition, Inc., who we lease the land, we lease the property for other shows, for other cultural events. They could be an orchid show, an antique show, a home show, Cuban Nostalgia, the Liga Contra Cancer Telethon. So we have about 70 other events. And one of the promoters that comes to rent the space is for the gun show. And yes, there were some elected officials, not coincidentally on an election year. It'd be curious if you see him again, but we'll see.
Have you seen anybody this year?
No. However, I've had some very, very productive conversations with some of the people that were out there. There was a misunderstanding on their side. They thought that we were, number one, they thought we were promoting the gun show. No, we're not. We are a venue that leases the buildings for the gun show. We have no say in content or in pricing or in messaging. As long as that any promoter can go through the permit process at Miami-Dade County, gets a permit to hold an event on the fairgrounds, and they can meet the insurance requirements, then we are legally bound to rent it. The issue of the gun show is very different because gun shows around the country fall under both state and federal laws, and there are there's federal precedent that it's not a Second Amendment issue, it's a First Amendment issue, it's a free speech issue. So we follow the law. When the law changes, then we'll follow it again. But as it is, we're very fortunate that we have a very good gun show promoter.
68th year now in Miami-Dade County. Why has it had such staying power?
I think because the focus has always been on the youth. It's been on the students, it's been on their creativity, on showcasing that creativity, on enhancing it, promoting it, and celebrating it. The one thing that we'll never run out of is young people and great ideas. So our whole focus every year is how do we focus on the child, focus on the student, and at the same time provide the best value that we can for the family. We understand this is a blue-collar town. So we want to make sure that every family that comes out here can come out. For instance, today is $3 day. Everybody comes in for $3.
When you tell me this and I'm at work today.
Well, you know, we'll be open till late, so you can come on out. But imagine a family of four coming out for $12. And there'll be $3 food items at the and we're not talking bite-sized morsels. We're not doing hors d'oeuvres for $3. We're doing a true representation of that food stand. Games will be at $3. We want a family of four to come out and feel it's the best value they purchased all year. That's how you get to 68 years.
All right, you talked about food, and I don't want to leave you without having talked about this. Is that's another thing that fairs are well known for. It's the variety of choices. You know, the Miami Herald's food editor, our Carlos Frias, was out there, did a great little video. You saw it about the variety of foods. I was fascinated by a very different take on the funnel cake, but what's unique about the Miami Fair when it comes to food? Is there something different this year? Are you always trying to change it?
Always. I mean, we're always trying to keep the nostalgia of the fair, but you always got to add something new. So this year what we did, and we have some great vendors, great food concessionaires. They're trying to do something different because at the end of the day, they got to attract you to their stand. So we have a dilly dog this year. For those of you who like dill pickles, it is a dill pickle hollowed out with a hot dog dipped in corn dog batter and deep fried. You got to watch people when they eat this. Their face goes from, what is this, to, oh my gosh, can I have another one? We have Fluffy's Donuts, where you can have a donut sundae. I mean, a big donut
with ice cream on top of it. Yes.
You know, I'm not sure what's wrong with that. But the one that I'm the most surprised about, and people who know my taste, I'm not a vegetarian at all, but we have an Impossible Burger. The entire burger, bacon, cheese, bun, vegan, top to bottom. I tell you, I've probably eaten dinner five times there.
And this is the, you know, the Impossible Burger is the one that's, it's no meat, but it is basically taste, looks, feels like a beef burger.
I actually cut one in half and cut a hamburger in half and had both.
And you couldn't tell the difference.
And, well, I could tell them when I looked at it, but when I tasted it, I ordered the Impossible Burger again.
The other thing real quickly too, with so much focus on ag, how much of with the food options are also, you know, from local farms, and it's that kind of a feel of a farm to table type of thing. Do you have that?
We are starting to get into that more. I'm working with my concessionaires for next year to see how we can partner. There's a number of programs now that have blossomed over the last couple of years that I want to reach out to and see how we can get them in touch with our concessionaires. The problem is volume for them. They just sell in such volume. We're hoping they can keep up, but we want to make that an option. We want to show off the Redlands. We want to show off Dade County agriculture.
Eddie Corr, president of the Miami-Dade County Fair, talking to us about the fair because it is coming to an end this weekend. So if you haven't been, you still got a few days left. Eddie, a pleasure. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. As we finish up the program here, by the way, listen to a little bit of the band Soul Packs that you're hearing. They are, by the way, part of Live from the 305. They're going to be performing this weekend as well, so at the fair. That's the program for this Wednesday, April 3rd. Find us again online at WLRN.org or find us on social at WLRN Sundial. We always love to hear from you. I'm Luis Hernandez. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. It's vegan,